We're back. Did you miss us? It's been a funny old couple of months, and suddenly it's the end of April going into May. Like, what? Since when? Summer's around the corner. There's been some hot moments. We're going strong with another OG-led episode, as you can see, with myself, Aisha, and the baddest of them all. Give it up for Ray. Come on. In the pink Lululemon. Lululemon today. Today we'll be diving into another fresh topic given strictly realness as per. So just a little reminder for the people them. Girls on Road are an all-black female collective that exists to be heard. We are a group of like-minded creatives who proudly represent our different experiences of black womanhood. Let's get into it. Let's get into the episode. Let's start it off, as we always do, with today's FAQ, which is hot or cold. Sweating your tits off.
I hear you.
Or teeth chattering.
Do you know what it is? I think I would always prefer to be hot. I'm kind of like envisioning a certain life for myself. So say for example now.
Come on.
I'm paint the picture. Extremely, extremely hot. Then it's one of those ones where realistically, I'm probably going to have a pool.
Okay. Like,
do you know what I mean?
A dip in the pool.
Yeah.
A trip to the spa.
Exactly. But cold, I've lived in this UK for too long. I'm done. I'm finished.
Heavily, heavily agree. Rather too hot. Take a little layer off here and there. The cold makes me ill.
Yeah. Brings down your mood. At least when it's sunny outside, you can go have a beer. Do you know what I mean?
Don't mind a little Shrella. I don't mind a sahi.
I'm over Ray nephews have a beer.
Oh, damn. Okay, get the pink stripper out. But yes, when it's hot, I mean, woof. We had the hottest day of the year a couple of weeks back now. 24 degrees. I said,
outside.
There was no such thing as too hot in the UK, in my opinion.
No, there was one time it was so hot that I felt like I could not breathe.
True, we don't have breeze here.
Yeah, we have like, lack of breeze. The humidity in the UK is actually disgusting.
That is true.
Because when you go to like other countries and it's hot, you don't get that same vibe. It's very, it's just nice. It's a good vibe. The UK, I don't know, I feel like, this is going to be a bit mad to say, but...
Oh, Lord.
Because of all the atrocities that the UK has committed, that's why everyone's always like, the UK is bad vibes, because of the fact that the land itself is cursed, because so many people have been unalived. Anyways, I did say it was a bit dark.
Gosh. I feel like on that note, we need to get into some real things in the check-in. Check if you're all right, Ray. Let's check everything's okay at home.
Damn.
Jesus. So this is the bit where we talk about our feelings, but for real, keeping it short and sweet with one word for your emotions. I'll start. Mixed. It's a vast one. It's a broad one. It kind of just means everything's all over the place. It's neither here nor there. I wanted to say that that's more of a phrase. I am not down on the floor. Emotionally, but I'm also nowhere near the mountaintop singing, screaming from the rooftops in happiness. Just mixed emotions. I think it is down to the time of year. It's that bit before the summer really kicks in and life's kind of becomes a bit more vibrant again. Just things are kicking off. I can't pinpoint my finger on one emotion. And if I had to pick one word, mixed makes the most sense because of that.
I hear you. Me, I would probably have to say I'm uneasy, if I'm being real. Okay, there's stuff that's going on in life that's obviously affecting me, but it's not that deep.
Yeah.
But it's deep, do you know what I mean? I know that sounds so crazy. So it's like I'm uneasy, but at the same time, because I'm actually naturally kind of just more of like a chill, happy person, this whole uneasiness is kind of making me feel a bit like down. We've got to keep me pushing, innit?
We do. Yeah. Like we said, from sad girl to that girl, even if it's not overnight.
Yeah.
Because clearly it's not, because we're still here and it's April.
There we go.
We're still in the fields and it's April. Yeah. But that's okay. Like, not every month can be A1. It fluctuates. Obviously, we record like once a month. So in the other bit where we don't actually speak to you, connect with you, we could be feeling vibes. And we do.
Yeah. Guys, I know we've been talking about being sad for the last few like episodes, but I promise you, we're actually fun, lit girls. We're not down bad, okay?
Not quite.
What up? Okay.
Mid-range.
What up?
We're up. Fake it till you make it. Let's go.
There we go.
And on that note, let's champion our queen of the week who always stays up, and that is Shai Cartier. Hey.
so lit, honestly. Yeah.
She's everything. Yeah. She's North London's finest. Released her debut mixtape, No Bring-Ins, at the beginning of the month, and it's been on repeat since. She is not to be slept on. Like,
oh, at all. I'm so excited for her career, and I'm actually loving the fact people are really embracing her. I want us to embrace her even more, because she really deserves it, because she's putting in the work.
I was just looking at the mixtape streams and the streaming. Like, it needs to be up. A lot of the time, people really like her singles. Her Colors was pretty cool for me. Obviously, like, a lot of people were talking about that moment. That was her first debut, Colors, as well. I think the song Weakest Link particularly, if you hear the instrumental and the bars, everything that's happening there, you just have to take a sit back and say, why?
Literally.
I said, she's like so bold. Yeah. She's in her own UK rap lane. She's just got this insane flow, and you know it's Chai. You just know, like, every time. Mm-hmm. She just jumps on the beat, and I think that's what every artist wants, but not every artist kind of can achieve. Mm-hmm. But when you hear her, she's in the building. He's like cute with it. I said, okay, Chai. So
she's so authentic.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's the word. Yeah. 100%. We've actually come to realize since she made our return that our Queen of the Weeks have kind of morphed into music, only music-led artists, and we love that for us.
Yeah.
So we're keeping on that front, but maybe we might sprinkle another profession in there back again. Mm-hmm. But for now, we're keeping on the female bosses in the music lane. That's our Queen of the Week. So from the celebration of Chai to the sweet needed self-love, it is Gas Girl Gas. Yeah. Acknowledging our achievements, no matter how big or small. As we spoke on last time, how we tend to hyper-focus on the negatives over the wins, I feel like this one's super key to lock into this particular episode. Talk to me, Ray. What's your Gas Girl Gas?
Oh, my Gas Girl Gas is the fact that I have invested in myself, into my looks, in a skincare program.
Ooh, I really love that. I really want to get into massages. That's my next thing.
They do massages too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you might have to hook me up with that.
There we go. Mm-hmm. They also do IV drips as well, but you know, the vitamin one.
Yeah.
To make sure that you're feeling
100%
good.
You.
Yeah.
Banging.
I'm starting it actually this Friday, a 3-month program with
as long as a proper Gas Girl Gas.
I'm just so excited to have my
skin glowing. Dewy. My Gas Girl Gas. Similar to you, I invested in Supreme gym snacks. This is actually so ridiculous.
No, I love it.
Protein bars, Misfits, beef jerky, protein shake in the little can rather than like having the powder, like a little milkshake that has like 20 grams of protein in it. I said, vanilla flavor, vanilla latte. I said, ooh, this is nice.
That's fancy.
Exactly. It makes me want to go more to the gym, like having those like little treats.
You know what? Like I've clocked, when you actually invest in the gym, whether that's like snacks or like gym wear or whatever, it will actually make you go to the gym.
Yeah.
The fact that you're 100. Like, I'm spending money on my membership, spending money on my outfit. And then snacks too. Come on, girl. You gotta get up.
Like, you best go. You best pump that way.
Literally. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's step into the group chat, which is a moment for us to talk about real things in a real way, providing our different perspectives, advice, and everything in between. This episode, we're getting into the overall feeling of the UK. We've come to curate this topic as we have been clocking a big change in human society as a whole, and particularly in the UK. And the UK's been moving a little bit mad. And we reckon there must be something in this dirty Thames tap water. I'll be so real. So this is why we've entitled this episode, Something's in the Water. Without further ado, talk about UK mentality versus the way that the rest of the world actually live.
We've got this mentality of, you should be happy where you're at, do you know what I mean? You should be happy with what you've got.
Yeah.
And it could be worse. Whereas I feel like other places, like say for example, if you're like to them, I think I might start a fitness brand or whatever, then they'll probably be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like, I have
very
a friend
like,
over here.
Wow.
Yeah, like they'll be like, my friend over here, she also has a fitness brand.
Straight with
and she
links.
Does this and this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me hit you guys up. Whereas the UK, people will be like, oh, that's cool. Literally. Wait, can I get 50% off?
We're sponges. The people in the UK sponge.
Yeah.
Sponge, like mad.
It's disgusting. People would date you because of what they think that you have. For example, us working in music industry, people might come to us like be friends because of the fact that they want a job.
Who do you think I am?
That's just what I mean. Like people's perception of reality is just different, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that the way of living in general, I think we're always so ready for the next thing. We don't even take happiness in a beach walk, because you can't, especially let's really hone it into like Londoners in general. You're just surrounded by concrete. Like, I think the way of living here is very much, what's tomorrow saying?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Always on that grind.
Yeah, always on that grind.
You're, like, a lot of people are here grinding, which is good because it's like, obviously you need to make your money.
Mm-hmm.
The way that people are grinding in the UK and how much money we are generating, yeah, it's not aligned at all. Some people I know have two jobs working multiple hours just to get by. It's very messed up just how much we are working and how much we're getting. Because of that, the vibes in the UK is so bad because everyone is actually stressed about money.
Vibes are minus. Minus vibes.
Girl, like the vibes in the UK right now, it's dark. We're living in Gotham. Like, that's the UK right now. You're going into shops, people are here stealing. People are coming in there, grabbing a bunch of stuff and just walking out, not even running anymore. The UK is gone, it's finished.
It's because of the economy.
It's so bad.
The pressure is getting worse.
We can't afford houses, we can't afford cars, we can't afford bare stuff right now.
I feel like when you're in the UK versus when you're on holiday, they're very different things. Brits abroad is like a whole kind of like thing in itself.
Yourself. We're in survival mode here, that's why. Because we're operating from survival mode, we're not even being ourselves. We think we're being ourselves, this is not our true forms. Our true forms is when you are like actually at your highest, filled with your family, relationships, your money. That version of you is probably going to be the most real, raw version of you. Right now, everyone's in the survival building blocks.
I do think it's interesting. That's why I wanted to bring it up. This whole fight or flight mode when you're here versus like when you go abroad. Because when you go abroad, you everything fit everything light. In the day.
Yeah.
You're like walking everywhere. You're like, I can walk. What? A 40-minute journey? 50-minute journey? That's walkable. You wake up at the crack of dawn to get everything packed into your day. Can we not bring that mentality into your life here? I feel like we can.
I do feel like you can. However, I think for a lot of people, it might not be as realistic. Just because work-life balance here is not really the best.
It doesn't exist.
TFL is the most expensive.
They're like robbery.
Like, you know what? We have the most expensive trains in the world. So the average person's probably like working a job, but maybe making less than 30k.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're making less than 30k and also using TFL, depending on what zones you're going to. For me personally, I'm paying like just under 250 a month for TFL. The average person, they're not really going to be able to every single day go out, do something. There's not a lot of like free spaces anymore.
Obviously abroad is cheaper. Like the restaurants, you can get a banging fish caught today, caught this morning, and then it's what? Yeah, you're right. Like the pricing, everything's just gone bonkers here. Right,
that's just what I mean. There needs to be a bit more free spaces for everyone.
That goes into like third spaces as well, doesn't it?
Definitely. And like, even kids as well right now, like they have no after school youth clubs, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Things that actually connect them to. I feel like that's also playing
part
into
of the
it.
Issue. Yeah, what you were saying back to free stuff depending on whether you're going in certain zones reminded me of a thing called blue zones. Have you heard about it?
No.
Blue zones are geographic areas with lower rates of chronic diseases and longer life expectancy. And the things that bleed into what makes them live longer is their diet, fasting, way of life, regular exercise. Like I said, 50 minutes, that's fine. We'll go for a walk and you're going up those steep hills and you're like, wow, this whole country is built like that. But that makes everyone, in a way, if you're going from A to B every day, that's exercise.
Yeah.
Like going up a steep incline, the diet, they've got like the Mediterranean diet. Mm-hmm. So they've got that freshly caught like fish that's just come from like literally the little sea over there that's right by them. They're just living, they're living their best life. And a thing called siestas. They have their little sleep in the daytime for their food.
It's a siesta. Mm. I've heard siesta. Like, I know it's Mexican, but that's it.
It's not Mexican. Siestas in European culture, when you have a little nap, should I say, before your dinner time. You know when everything shuts in the middle of the day when you're abroad? It's just a little siesta, a little power nap. Get your little energy up and you're ready for your little evening session.
I hear you. I've been having siestas every day.
There you go. You have your own personal siestas. There you go. But in terms of like a society as a whole, society has that moment where they can just relax.
That's sick.
Yeah.
We need that.
We need more than that. I don't know if siesta's going to save us at this point. But they have things in moderation, but they have the high ingredients and they practice what they preach, like, a lot of the time. Like, do you remember when they did the whole Jamie Oliver's, he wanted to get rid of chicken nuggets in the schools?
Oh, Jamie Oliver is the reason why the UK is the way it is right now. If that guy did not take away our chicken nuggets, our dinosaurs, remember those dinosaurs, those chicken turkey dinosaurs? Those used to bang nursery, primary school. We used to have snack times, and then we have like a little cheeky
tea. Milk on the carpet.
Jamie Oliver taking away that was the first thing that got taken away from us. It was that, and then rent prices started going up, and then car insurance, you les. Do you know what I mean?
Wake up. That's £1,000, please. That's there how it feels. Go.
Jamie Oliver was the first person to take something away from us, and then everything else just followed. I feel like he constructed this whole plan to ruin us.
Same with Mr. Burns' energy.
Yes, I have a personal beef with that man. If I see him on road, it's on site.
Wow, poor Jamie. Okay. With that being said, do you not feel like we turn a blind eye to like everything as well? Like when you're seeing things go down in the street, I feel like if something bad's gonna happen, there's like no community, there's no sense of I'm gonna be there for you.
Do you know what it is? I think it's a mixture of things. Back in the day, we definitely had a stronger community. When I say back in the day, before the London riots, if I'm being real, before that point, London felt safe. London felt very, everyone is close. Like, say for example,
a togetherness.
There was a kid that went missing or something. All the neighbors will come out and come and look for that kid. Whereas like now, someone can get stabbed on the train, or we see like those videos that go viral all the time of people being like racist people on trains and stuff like that, and or like men being creepy. And then it's one of those ones where like a lot of people just don't interject. The reason why is probably personal safety. Then on top of that, we're so desensitized to everything. We're desensitized to death, we're desensitized to loud noises, or just people just acting a bit erratic.
The amount of times there's been a fire alarm in a big establishment.
They do too much fire alarm tests. And I feel like that is the reason
why. We need to get the fire alarm test committee out.
No, honestly, because they'll always be like, oh, let's do a fire alarm test just so that we know that everything is being regulated. But then it gets to a point where, because we experience it so many times, if there is now a fire, we'll probably just be like, oh, it's just a test. Let me just chill. Let me relax. Mm-mm. Not knowing that the place is burning now.
Do you remember the time when they did the test on everyone's phone?
Oh, yeah.
That was terrifying.
I was like, what the fuck? That's a lesson in life. If you test someone too much, eventually they will fail.
I hope I don't sit in that burning building. I'll be so real.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's on fire.
No, because even at my work, they do weekly fire alarms, a monthly one too. So then they're trying to evacuate everyone. I'm here like, oh.
I've got stuff to do.
Yeah, I've got emails to send.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, stop. God, stop. That's what life's become.
I know. That's so clap. Wow.
Can we just take a moment?
Yeah.
That's not it.
That is not it.
What do we do? How do we turn things around, like, genuinely?
You made such a good point about over, like, in other countries, it's just a better vibe. People's mentality is so much better, like, in a sense where everyone's actually grateful for their life. They're grateful for their circumstances.
And grateful for, like, small things.
Yeah.
They don't have much, but they have their life.
Even, like, one thing. When I went to Jamaica, I always bring it up. But when I went to Jamaica, because that place was lit. But no, it was such a lovely vibe because of the fact that, like, as soon as you got there, as soon as you touched down in that airport, everyone's just happy, living life. Even the locals, you know what I mean? It's not like a thing of, oh, it's just because tourists are, like, happy to be there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The actual land, you go to shops or, like, you go to, like, random things, just meet people out and about, and just their attitude to life is so different to here.
Literally the same. When I went to Barbados, Caribbean islands, they just got it different. When I went
just
to Barbados,
a different vibe.
At the airport, not even stepped out, not even through customs.
Yeah.
Literally, they have the whole carnival girls out, they're dancing to, I said, Calypso. I said, wow.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what they had? We went in June and the Christmas tree was up already, or forever. I don't know if they're able to get down. I don't know which way around, but that's the way of living.
No, it is.
Relax. They don't care.
They don't care.
They said the Christmas tree can stay there.
Maybe that's what it is. In the UK, we care too much. We care too about nothing. Literally. We're here getting stressed out over emails. Are people dying?
Make it stop.
And the thing is as well, a lot of people are stressing about a job, yeah? You're not saving lives. You're not impacting society. Some of your jobs are even impacting it in a negative way.
It's PR, not ER. That's the kind of gist. If no one's on your watch, then you're right.
Huh? Yeah, other people's stuff then washes over you.
Yeah.
Even if you do try to project this whole positivity, happiness, I do feel like eventually you start to get knocked down by life here. Like in the UK, it just feels very...
There's a grey cloud over everybody. Yeah. And we're here to change it.
Change that, be a better vibe.
I think having your friends support you every day, check in with your friends every day, try and change that mentality. Eat your greens. Like, it's so silly. Eat your vitamins.
Yeah.
Change the way you're living. I am actually going to actively try and follow the Blue Zone business. And see how I get.
Honestly,
how I get on.
We all deserve a happy life. We all deserve to feel fulfilled as well. For majority of people, if I'm being honest, very simple things could be put in place to actually make your life more fulfilled. I do feel like your attitude to life will definitely determine the type of life you have. If you allow negative things to affect you, try to break through from that. Try to surround yourself with people that actually make you feel good and make you feel happy, and everything doesn't need to be heavy, you know? You can have light.
I think just practice good deeds as well is a good one. Little small good deeds that aren't about you. A little small, oh, we're going to do this, oh, okay, da da da. Do you wanna come? Or if you see someone on the road that needs help, help them out. It's so basic and it's like old school, but I think that it will build up the community.
I agree.
One good deed at a time.
Let's just actually just be there for each other, support our friends, support our family, support strangers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Even literally, that.
Yeah.
We're so, what is that person? Who is that person?
Yeah.
Who is that person to me? But now, I think it's about, really opening up.
I'm gonna end on this. It is the whole thing about like the whole individuality thing.
Yeah.
I do feel like there's this strong push towards everyone being an individual and being so different, you know? Like, and it's kind of made us more apart over time.
Agreed.
We kind of just need to actually remember we're all human. We're all the same. The same way this person is struggling, you two could be struggling. We're actually learning this in real time with everyone.
Facts.
You might as well help each other because that's the only way that we can move past this. The government, they're not really the best for us. Do you know what I mean? They're not doing the most for us to help us get out of the situation. We might as well just help each other.
Facts. I love that. That's a great note to finish up on. So we're going to finish up with Street Smart, which illuminates Black excellence in the shape of businesses and artistry. Who is shining for you? Big them up, Ray. Let's go.
I must say Yamaha London Beauty. That is the company that I'm going to do the skincare program with.
We love it. Connect the dots. Come on.
Such great customer service. The woman that owns it as well, just such a...
Woman-led.
Yes, Black woman led.
Yes.
And she is just so lovely, sweet. She even trains other people to like get in the film, make money.
So she's building the community. Yeah. This is what I mean. We need this.
More people that build the community.
Yes.
And like she really does. She even lets people rent out her space as well. Like she's just a really sweet, lovely woman.
Giving.
And yeah. And as soon as you step in that place, you are treated so well. They have great vibes, great service. You'll never leave there feeling bad.
Like, love that. Big them up.
Great company.
To summarize everything, we need more of exactly what the Street Smart companies are doing. Togetherness is key, and we can all do it one step at a time. I actually do believe that, especially if you start within your little like groups that you have, your little pockets, and it will spread. So you've been on road with
Ray
and Aisha. Make sure to search us on socials. You can follow us at Girls on Road, spelled like G-Y-A-L-S, on Instagram and on TikTok. And you can also follow us on our personal accounts.
At Ray Maver.
And Aisha Charles. Spelled... Spell A-Y-E-S-H-A Charles. And we out!